You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back to Ravens Weekly. This is episode 84 and Jeff, we've made it 2 weeks in a row with a podcast. That's an achievement, isn't it?
Happy days.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot to go over in today's podcast. Thank you all so much for your wonderful feedback from our return again last week. It was really great to see, Jeff, everyone tuning in and some really nice messages, weren't
there? Yeah, really good numbers as well listening. Really appreciate it. Some of the nice tweets and nice emails. It's great to see it's worthwhile, Matt, and obviously being received well. So let's hope this second week in a row is just as good.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got plenty, like I said, coming up for you on today's show. And we're going to start by looking back at the weekend's match against Aldershot Town. Now, on the face of it, Aldershot Town weren't doing very well at the time Bromley made the trip down to the Ebb Stadium. However, I think it's fair to say it was a closer game than quite a lot of people expected. Jeff, you weren't present at that one, excuse me. But
no, very fortunate yourself and Dan Bentley were on commentary duty. And here's a summary of the game.
Comes to Aldershot on the edge of the box here. It's a shot, a goal, and it's in. And Androji has put Aldershot ahead here. Up towards Cheek, towards Alexander. Still Alexander, goes for the shot and scores. George Alexander with his first goal for Bromley levels it up here at the Ebb Stadium. Wagstaff back to his feet now. It's Kinsella, goes for the effort from distance. Kinsella, and it's in. And what a goal that is from Lewis Kinsella. Chamberlain too, as Coulson floats the delivery in. It's palmed into the net. It's in. A goal. It's in.
It's in.
And it's an own goal, I think. The corner direct from Luke Coulson has just been palmed into his own net by Mitch Walker. And that is a truly bizarre equaliser. Michael Cheek, here he goes. Steps up and scores. Finds the bottom corner and sends Mitch Walker the wrong way. And Bromley, for the first time this afternoon, have the lead here at the Ebb Stadium.
Matt, fantastic. Fantastic result to come from behind twice, never easy.
It was, wasn't it? And I think you have to give credit to Aldershot. They really made a game of it in an attacking sense. They were really effective. Some really, really nice play going forward, but just looked a bit shaky at the back. And it was good that Bromley were able to expose that when they needed to. And of course, we look at the goals. Let's be honest, the first one, great for George Alexander to score. A bit of a scruffy one in the end, but he won't care. He's on the score sheet. The second one, of course, Luke Coulson's claiming it. It went down as an own goal. And the third, a penalty. And this is not a criticism of the team at all. Quite the opposite. I think in previous years, I don't think we'd have won a game in that fashion.
Winning ugly.
Yeah, I think it is. And we've seen that a lot from Andy's Bromley recently. When they've needed to do it, they've won ugly. And it's really, really great to see. And it was a really valuable 3 points. And of course, that extended the run to 7 winning games in a row, which is an outstanding achievement and one that dates back to December 2013, of course.
And obviously not much time to enjoy that one, really. Straight on to the next game, Notts County away. When you're looking at games where you want to carry on an unbeaten run to 8, Notts County away on a Tuesday night isn't necessarily the one you chose.
Especially with the supporters back in the ground. Now, there are over 5,500 in attendance on the night. 131 Bromley fans. Sounded like 531. They're absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You were in the away, and Jeff, I think we're going to...
I was in the way, I was catching up with a friend I haven't seen for years. So stepped down from commentary duty again, Matt. It was yourself and
Josh Hardy.
And Josh Hardy on commentary duty. But yeah, in with the fans in that stand, like I say, 131 had made the trip. And almost completely sold out supporters coach as well. So a big thank you to everybody who was on that coach and supported the club and got behind the efforts there. That was absolutely fantastic to see. It was really, really just a great atmosphere inside that ground, like you say. Just the vast numbers, the size of the ground, all of it. And to think that they're non-league now, they must be devastated.
It's incredible, isn't it? It really is when you visit there and think, wow. And we went toe-to-toe with a club like this and just were not afraid at all. On the commentary, you know, hopefully we'll hear that in a second. I never really felt that Bromley were out of the game at 1-0 at any point at all. I always fully believed Bromley were going to get back into it. And we did.
That's a sign of progress as well.
It is.
Especially in a ground like that. I'll probably think back to Tranmere's away, games like that. When you'd go, the moment you went down a goal behind...
It was sort of
game over, wasn't it? There was always that just pressure on the referee at that point, the crowd, players losing their heads, etc. Like you say, Matt, Tuesday really showed sort of coming of age of the whole squad. It's been happening over a number of years, but no, even at 1-0 down, we weren't out of it. You knew there was going to be chances, and I really thought it'd be 2-1. I really thought someone else would get a second goal before
it did look that way, didn't it? And obviously Notts County hitting the crossbar, Bromley having a couple of good chances as well. But it was good to see that both sides attacked right until the end. Neither side really wanted to settle for the draw, and I think that made for an entertaining game of football, and it certainly was entertaining on the evening. It was a really good game between two good sides.
And for those that obviously didn't make the trip, Matt, yourself and Josh were on commentary. Here's what you had to say.
Taylor in towards O'Brien. Nice play this from Notts County. Back with Cameron on the edge of the box. Cameron goes for the effort from distance, and it's in. And that is an outstanding strike from Kyle Cameron. And Notts County have the lead here. Coulson with the delivery into the box towards Bush. Bush heads it into the 6-yard box. Not cleared. Comes to Alabi. Alabi with the shot is safe, and it's in. And Michael Cheek has equalised for Bromley.
It's a fantastic
I think it's
shot.
Cheek who's got the final touch, but they're celebrating with James Alabi and a potential own goal there, Josh.
And it's another goalmouth scramble like we saw against Aldershot. A ball from Luke Coulson, a great ball in. Chris Bush heads it back. James Lyman with a shot. Patterson saves. Bit of a scramble. Either Cheek got the end of it or it was a Notts County own goal. But anyway, fantastic equaliser from Bromley.
It's been given to Michael Cheek on the PA.
Michael Cheek.
He had a fantastic view of the game, Matt, in the press box at Notts County. And obviously also a special shout out to Josh there, making his commentary debut.
Yeah, we've had two debuts, haven't we, in the past two games, and I think Dan and Josh have both done very well, so thank you to them for joining me. And I think you actually said, Jeff, as well, that the press box itself, you could see all the lights from the away end, and it was very well lit up, nice to not be surrounded by angry home fans for a change. It's quite distracting when you've got home fans right next to you, like we had at Aldershot and Chesterfield, I think, as well, it's fair to say. So nice to be in a quieter zone where we could concentrate a little bit better. But yeah, it was great to be there on the night, and a lovely stadium. Great to visit, and good to take away a point. And the unbeaten run extends to 8 now.
We obviously left it to the professional, Matt, when it came to the interview with Andy Woodman, and here it is.
Well, Andy, this is a real tough place to come, especially with the support behind Notts County. We take away a point. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I'm actually disappointed, to be honest. We never won. Not saying we was a better team second half, but first half I thought was really good value. And that's probably a testament to how far we've come as a club, that we're disappointed to not get 3 points at Notts County. I mean, look at this place. I mean, it's with respect to our club, we shouldn't be competing at this place. I mean, I think their budget's 3 times as much as ours. I'm not worried about that. But I think it's important that we know how far we've come as a football club, that we're coming to Notts County with the riches they've got compared to us. And the bench, you know, I mean, that respect to my bench, the players come up bench, Callum Roberts, who I had at Newcastle, you know, top players, and we're coming and competing. And disappointed we never got 3 points.
It was a very even first half, wasn't it? 0-0, probably a fair score line at the break?
No, not at all. I thought we should have gone in 1-0 up, at least. I thought it was better. I thought we had the better chances. I just think we just didn't have that final cutting edge, or that ball just didn't fall to us in the right area. So, no, I wouldn't agree with you on that. I was disappointed to say to the lads at half time that I thought we should have been at least to go in front at half time. Second half, you know, they come at us, they got an early goal, which was an unbelievable goal. Again, another boy I've worked with at Newcastle United, Kyle Cameron. I mean, I've never seen him do that in all the times of being on the training pitch with him. So, and that was the turning point, you know, that gave them the sort of the lift they needed in their crowd. But we stuck with it and dug in. So,
given your thoughts on that first half, you must have been really frustrated to concede straight from kickoff in the second half.
Yes and no. I mean, of course we're frustrated to concede that. That'd be madness of me to say otherwise, but what a goal. I mean, listen, he's come inside and hit that with his right foot. As soon as he left his foot, it was in his top corner, you know, and Mark Cousins, no chance. So, yeah, disappointed, but I actually felt that we kind of, you know, showed a good resilience again and professionalism and a will to win and a will to keep grafting all over the pitch. So, you know, I was more than happy.
And you made three changes fairly early in the second half, and it's fair to say all three made a difference, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think people might understand kind of management style a little bit. If I'm going to roll the dice, I'm going to roll it to win. I'm not going to roll it to sit and come here and take a point. So I wouldn't say it was just a roll of the dice. It was like, let's bring these guys on because I think they can make the difference. I felt Harry maybe could have got out the wide man a little bit more aggressively on the outside. Louis, it was great to see Louis on the pitch, you know, getting hold of the ball, getting some areas, wanted him to drive a little bit more, you know, through the middle. And James, you know, nets another goal. So, you know, it's what we're about.
We were talking about that. We thought it was Michael Cheek's goal. It was given to Michael Cheek. Is it James's goal? Is that what we're saying?
James has come and told me it's his goal. So if James tells us it's his goal, it's his goal.
And 131 away fans, which is on a Tuesday night in Nottingham. A cold Tuesday night is exceptional.
Yeah,
isn't it?
And I don't want to say this lightly. I thought they were brilliant. I could hear them all the match, before the match. I mean, is that 131? I'm not just saying
yeah,
that. I thought there's a lot more than that.
Me too, yeah.
Because they were noisy. And it was, again, I've got to say it, it doesn't go unnoticed in the dressing room. You know, you're right, it is a Tuesday night. These people have come a long way and spent money. And I'm just hoping they've got a team that they're proud of. And I really hope we have a good turnout Saturday, because I think these boys deserve it. I really do.
And the unbeaten run goes on, doesn't it? And that should bode for another great game on Saturday against a good side.
A really good side. Listen, we know this is going to be a tough month, but I think if we're going to be in and around it, I think we've got to show that we're not just here making up the numbers. And I keep saying that, and I don't want to make up the numbers. I'm not. That's never what I wanted to do as a player and as a manager and as a coach. So, we're looking forward to Saturday. That'd be another good test. Get everyone ready from tonight's game, and we'll go again.
Well, Andy, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Great to hear from Andy as always there, Matt. His interviews, incredibly honest, always telling it how it is. A lot of fans have actually commented on that in recent weeks.
Yeah, I think people have been enjoying the interviews. Andy's a very, very good person to interview. It can be very light-hearted, which is nice. But at the same time, like you say, he's very honest. He will always give an honest account of how the side has played. And he's also very feet on the ground as well. And we've talked about that mentality and the fact that he will not let the players get carried away on a good run of form. And that comes from him himself. And you can see that in the interviews. It's one step at a time onto the next game. And it's very refreshing.
Moving away from the men's senior team now, Matt, Bromley Ladies.
Yes, so we had the pleasure of hosting Bromley Ladies versus Hastings United on the stadium pitch on Sunday. And of course, we put quite a lot into promoting this fantastic occasion during the past couple of weeks. And it really, really was fair to say that brought an amazing level of support to the team on the day. 536, which, yes, it's a record breaker, isn't it? And that really, really did boost the team on the day, and it was incredible to see so many people in the stadium for this game, and it really made it feel like the special occasion that it was. And of course, on the pitch, Jeff, it was a brilliant performance, wasn't it? A 2-0 victory, and that means that the Bromley Ladies progressed to the next round.
Incredible. Like you say, 536 supporters at Hayes Lane on a Sunday. With all due respect to our, you know, friends at Cray Wanderers, for example, you know, that's a hell of a crowd number to welcome at Hayes Lane for a non-first team fixture. So it's absolutely brilliant to see a record-breaking crowd. Like you say, Matt, boys and girls, men and women from all ages. Like you say, our Wildcats, the kids who take part in the Wildcat sessions, you know, as young as 4-year-old being mascots and flag bearers on the day. It was just such a really, really good family occasion. And even made it even better by the result. And it was a lovely day as well, weather-wise.
It was a great day, wasn't it? And you talk about the weather and the flag bearers and the mascots. It all really added to the occasion. And I think that set the team up really well. And I know that they've been working really hard ahead of this game. It was Millie Main with the goal for Bromley in the first half. And let's be honest, Bromley hit the crossbar before that and had another effort saved. Bromley were dominating from minute one, and the second half was more of the same. Just Bromley, and it was a bit of a calamitous own goal in the end from Hastings, which gave Bromley a 2-0 lead. But I think it was thoroughly deserved, and I was actually really, really proud to be Bromley on that day, because all the players really fought for the shirt and for the badge, and it was amazing to see them progress. Really, really emotional day.
It was absolutely brilliant, and a shout out to Captain Byron Webster obviously attended the game as well and saw it, which was great to see, I think, for all the players involved. And obviously a shout out to all the team behind the scenes at Ladies, Matt. Steve,
Dave, Ian, yeah, all of the coaching staff, and they honestly put so many hours into this, as do the players, you know, and that really showed on Sunday. I think that's what everyone wanted, for that hard work to pay off,
it really did. Nice to hear Steve in his post-match interview obviously mention what a great occasion it was.
It is buzzing. I mean, it took me about 5 minutes to calm them down and get a word in edgeways, but yeah, it is buzzing. And you know, as I said, once again, I've got to thank Bromley, the backroom staff, yourself and everybody for putting this on today. And if it wasn't for Bromley, we wouldn't be in the first round proper of the Women's FA Cup.
Really nice to hear from Steve there, Matt. Obviously, the full interview's over on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk. It's well worth a listen. It's a fantastic achievement. And who have they got? Oh, the draw, Matt. The draw wasn't exactly what we wanted.
No, we were hoping for a home draw, weren't we? And to try and replicate that level of support.
Sorry, this is obviously the first round proper.
Yes.
Blimey.
That's right. So we were hoping to replicate that home support that was so outstanding on the day. Unfortunately, although it's a good draw, QPR, it is away. But that's on the 14th of the 14th of November. Wouldn't that be nice? We'd get some Bromley fans down there. But I'm sure they'd appreciate any support that the Bromley community can give them to try and pull off an upset
we'll
here.
Be there. When is it?
QPR have not had the best start to the season. I think they've lost all of their games. So Bromley could go into that one, you know, feeling that an upset.
They're in
might
the National League, aren't they?
They are. Yes.
Oh, fantastic! All the details for that game are again over on the website. I can't remember where it's been played, Matt, but the details will be up there. And when's the actual game?
It is the 14th of November.
A couple of weeks' time, maybe.
Yes.
Days.
That's right. So looking forward to that one.
Elsewhere, Matt, our under-23s and our under-18s have got a busy weekend ahead.
Yeah, so the second back-to-back home game for the under-23s this week. It's going to take place tonight as we're recording on Friday, and that is against Hartley Wintney. And Jeff, just saying those two words brings back some memories with the... was it the FA Trophy or the FA Cup? I can't remember.
No, who scored?
Josh Rees scored.
The pitch wasn't great.
Yeah, the pitch was... It might have been George and Josh, yeah. And what a welcoming club they were, and it was a really, really tough game on the day. So they visit, or their under-23s visit Hayes Lane tonight, and best of luck to the under-23s. And of course, Jeff, like you say, the FA Youth Cup side, absolutely brilliant.
Looking
win.
Looking forward to this.
5-0 over Barnet a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to make the trip to Lewis on Monday to take them on in the following round, so we wish them all the very best.
Dripping Pan, isn't it?
It is the Dripping Pan. It's a very old school,
Monday
unique
night.
Ground. It is, yes.
I'm going.
Yeah. Very, very nice. And best of luck to all of them. And I'm sure they'll give it their all. And there's some great young players in that team, aren't there? You know, there's some real talent coming through the ranks of this football club, which is really, really exciting.
Really, really looking forward to it. Like I say, if they can get through, you know, again, potential draws, the teams are in it. The League One and League Two sides are in it now, aren't they? So they could have had a much tougher test, potentially.
Well, that came in the
paper,
form of,
sorry,
you know, the likes of Portsmouth and Swindon last year, didn't it? Were amazing for the team to get that far. Let's hope they can go one step further this season.
But away from professional football, Matt, the October soccer camp.
Yeah, well, you say away from professional football. We had an amazing week, so thank you to all
the
coaches.
Sorry, not professional.
No, well, you know, I did have a dream once when I was young, but unfortunately that soon came to an end. That's why I do this. So talking of professional football, though, it's a good point because we had a visit from quite a few players this week, and I can't name drop all of them, but you've seen the stuff on social media. It's been absolutely brilliant for the kids to meet these players, and they really are starstruck when they walk in. We've had Q&A sessions, autograph signing sessions. The players have gone and joined in with the sessions. And actually, Chris Bush and Billy Bingham took a session yesterday, which was really,
so
really
funny.
Well received.
You see where you did Harry Forster's interview, didn't
yes.
you? Yes. Kids in the background.
Yeah, and the coaches.
Ian on Twitter has said it was nice to get him signed up to the soccer.
For his fitness, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That was a good one. But yeah, it's been a brilliant week. So thank you to all the children, parents and the coaches. And to everyone for making it such a success. We had a bit of rain today, but nothing too bad. So, yeah, a brilliant week in the community side, and a thank you to all of the players for really getting involved and making something of it for these children.
I think a big thank you to Billy and Zao Mechanical Services as well for their financial support of the soccer camps as well. They're continuing that support throughout the whole year, so really can't thank them enough. We've got some really exciting new additions to what we're going to be offering during half-term camps. especially at Christmas as well. So really appreciate Billy and the support there. And like you say, Matt, great to see the players down there. And like I said, there's a little video online at the moment, doesn't it? It just showcases it. And you've got Harry in there and Billy and Chris Bush.
And they all absolutely loved it. You know, it was really, really nice to see them all down there. And the banter was going about which team was going to win. Chris was on one team, Billy was on the other, and Harry was getting involved. And, yeah, great fun. And they really enjoy it. These players want to do these events, and they both really, really enjoyed it. So, yeah, great all round this week.
Back to First Team Affairs, Matt. We've welcomed a new sign-in.
We have, yes. Yeah. So you will have seen it announced. And this is the exclusive interview with our new signing, Jack Cawley, as I caught up with him after he signed here at Hayes Lane. Jack Cawley, welcome to Bromley Football Club. You've signed today. How's it feel to join?
Yeah, I'm delighted. You know, I've been in the last week and a half with the boys. So, yeah, it's good to get going.
I think it's fair to say you know quite a few of the players already, don't you? You look very comfortable and you look as if you're chatting with everyone already, settled in nicely.
Yeah, you know, I kind of grew up with Cheeksy. I played with him and worked with him when I was younger. Yeah, so him, Toby Stevenson, I've known, who I've previously played with. Yeah, and that's about it. But yeah, I've played against a few of the boys in previously, so yeah, I know a few of them.
And what's your thoughts on just coming into the club and seeing the setup and ambition here? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a great setup. You know, they're trying to do everything so professionally. Obviously, since the day I come in, the management have made me feel so welcome. Yeah, so you know, like I said, I'm just ready to get going now.
And you say there about Michael Cheek being your personal friend. It must be A, great to see him do so well for Bromley and for other clubs, and B, now to link up with him.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's had it in him for years. For the last 3-4 years, been a top goal scorer. So yeah, it's good to see him doing really well. He's a great lad, so I'm very, very pleased for him.
And you actually played in Andy Woodman's first game against Bromley, which was for Wildstone. Talk to us about your previous career in football and the likes of the teams you represented.
Yeah, so that, I've been playing here last year. I think it was 2-2. I think it was his first game, but yeah, it was a tough game. Yeah, I was like previously, obviously been at Concord last year, or played last year in the final at Wembley and the FA Trophy. The year before that, I was playing out in the USL in America. And then as a youngster, I was at Leighton Orient.
And that must have been really weird. Obviously, the whole FA Trophy thing was actually the final for the year before, wasn't it? And it was a bit strange, I guess, having been at Wildstone and then playing in that. How did all of that work?
So obviously we reached the semi-finals when I was there. Because of COVID, they postponed the final for a year and then played the semis. And then obviously they got through to the final and I think they had an injury. So they asked if they could loan me for one game, 30 days for the game at Wembley. So I was lucky enough to play in that game.
And it wasn't the result you were hoping for, but it must have been a really good experience to play there.
Yeah, very good experience. You know, that's what every kid's dreams of. But just delight to get there. But the result wasn't our day. But yeah, I was just delighted.
And finally, what are your hopes for the season ahead now?
I'm just looking to kick on, you know, try and help the team get promoted. You know, I've been in, like I said, the last week with the boys and the standards are so high. So, yeah, like I said, just try and come and help the boys get promoted.
Jack, welcome on board. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, mate.
Great to hear from Jack there, Matt. Obviously, before we go on to the Halifax Town fixture, obviously FA Cup fever continues across the club. How many coaches are we on now, Matt?
We are now on the fifth one, which means that four have sold out. That is outstanding support, and a huge thank you to the chairman.
We've got six to beat, haven't we? Six was Bristol Rovers.
Yeah, obviously the chairman offering the free travel for that one, which is a wonderful gesture and one that's, it's fair to say, it's been taken up very well. So four coaches completely gone. The fifth one is filling up at the moment.
Almost sold out.
Yes, so do book your spaces as soon as possible.
Oh, it'd be great to take six or more coaches and beat the Bristol Rovers.
It will be, and what a support that would be in the stands for Bromley on the day. And of course, no doubt other people making their way up through other means, but absolutely brilliant. It's a really good occasion.
We've just found out, Matt, we're going to be wearing a blue kit.
We are, aren't we? Yes,
we're actually going to be wearing it the during the week beforehand as well, won't we? We're Woking Away.
Yes, Woking Away. That's coming up on Tuesday as well. So lots of games at the moment. Tuesday games as well, as we had with Notts County this week. So Saturday, Tuesday at the moment. So lots of games coming up. Woking aside that started off really well and have tailed off a little bit recently. So that'll be an interesting game, and it's sure to be a good crowd that night. And yeah, of course, all the details for those games available on the website.
And a quick update following the fans forum, Matt. And obviously one of the ideas that was discussed amongst supporters and those in attendance was obviously that of a sort of fans board, really. I think we've come up with Ravens supporters board for now, and we've put an article up on the website asking for supporters who may be interested in getting involved to get in touch. It's been fantastic. We've had a fantastic response so far, but again, obviously our challenge is to make sure that we get a broad, wider range as possible. Demographic, a background, and make sure it's as diverse and inclusive as possible. So we're urging people to come forward. Check it out on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk. The plan is to form a Raven supporters board. It will meet with a couple of representatives from the club a bit more regularly than our actual quarterly fans forum, and hopefully it'll be a really good way of everybody engaging and driving forward new ideas and initiatives off the field at Bromley Football Club. So check it out, bromleyfc.co.uk. It'll be great to see as many of you as possible getting involved.
Absolutely brilliant, Jeff. And that brings us nicely then onto the next fixture for the first team, which, of course, at the point of recording today, is the visit of FC Halifax Town to Hayes Lane. Sure to be a difficult game, always a very, very tough opponent, and a side that have started the season really, really well. So I think it's fair to say it will be an entertaining game out there this Saturday. So if you are listening to this ahead of that game, make sure you're down there to join us. Get your tickets over at bromleyfc.co.uk. Remember to get your tickets online in advance. It's sure to be a fantastic day. And Jeff, we're just looking to try and replicate the support at home that the team had in the Torquay game, which was outstanding, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely superb. Like I say, over 2,500 for a game that was live on telly. Like I say, it would be great to emulate that again. Like you say, mate, obviously it starts a lot sooner than that. We have Saturday morning soccer school from 9 o'clock in the morning for the boys and girls. To learn on the stadium pitch. They all get a free ticket to the game in the afternoon. Ravens Bar, that's open from midday. I think it's Leicester Arsenal, is it? The live TV on the screens. So do head down early for that. Obviously, those in the sold-out exec club upstairs will be enjoying that as well before the game. And then, like you say, Matt, even after the game, obviously, Ravens Bar remains open again. Another Premier League clash. Tottenham Hotspur versus Man United. So, yeah, massive, another big, massive day full of live sport. And like you say, Matt, if we can get a similar crowd to the Torquay fixture, that would be brilliant. And like you say, back boys on, you're on an absolutely fantastic run, Matt. And if we can make it 9, that would be absolutely phenomenal.
Indeed, it would be. And you know, this group has a real togetherness. We saw that at Notts County on Tuesday. The team didn't give up. And we've seen that on so many occasions. Even Aldershot, you look at that game, having to come behind twice and to end up winning that game. So absolutely brilliant stuff. And like I said earlier, Halifax are a great side as well. So this is sure to be an entertaining game. Don't miss it. Get down here and back the team.
I think we've made it through another podcast, Matt.
I think we have. And that's 2 in 2 weeks, which, let's face it, is an achievement.
I mean, it is Friday. You did say Thursday.
But it is, but better late than never.
Oh, and better late than never. Lewis has just reminded me that the season ticket holders' seat stickers have been installed, as requested by supporters. They've been fitted to the main stand. So a big thank you to Max. Max, who's installed them, and got them in place this week. So there you go. We heard, we've listened, we've got it done. One of many, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Moving forward. Big thank you to everybody who's tuned in again and put up with us this week. We'll be back next week, Matt. Thursday?
Yes, Friday? Indeed. We will be Thursday or Friday. Let's leave it open-ended. Let's leave it in suspense. But
you're going to be on duty at Woking, though?
Yes, so we'll have the commentary for you at Woking. Tune in to us. It's been a long day and a long week. Tune in to us if you can. We'll be live from just before kickoff, 5 to 10 minutes before kickoff on the night. If you can't make it down to that one, we'll be in your ears with the commentary that evening.
But anyway, tomorrow, Saturday, Bromley versus FC Halifax. Get down, get your friends down, get your family down, get your co-workers down, get your dog. Can you bring a dog?
Yeah, I think you can.
I need as many of you as possible to get behind the boys. And the women in this squad thoroughly deserve the support. 8 games unbeaten now. If they can make it 9, it'd be absolutely fantastic. It'd be great to see you all at Hayes Lane tomorrow. Until then, see you later.
All the best. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me. And that's the town where I come from, Bromley.